Hebrews chapter 5. Every high priest is chosen from amongst his fellow men and appointed to serve by God for them, to offer up sacrifices and offerings for sin. Now, of course, the point is that Jesus also was not God, but was one of us. He was the fellow man who was made high priest by God. So that's why Jesus is able to sympathize with us, because he was like us in every way. So Paul goes on, since he himself suffers weakness, he is therefore able to be gentle with those who are out of the way. And because he himself has suffered weakness, he must offer sacrifices not only for the sins of the people, but also for his own sins. Now that's what the high priest had to do in the Old Testament. Nobody chooses this honour for himself of being a high priest, but only those called by God to be like that, just as Aaron was. In this way, Christ did not take upon himself the honour of becoming high priest, but instead God said to him, "You are my son, today I have begotten you." And in another place, "You shall be a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." So in his life on earth, Jesus cried out with strong crying and prayers to God who could save him from death. So Jesus needed to be saved from death. It just shows that he was not God himself. He had to pray to God very strongly to save him from death. And God heard him because of his great humility and devotion to him. For although he was God's son, he learned obedience through the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author or the source of everlasting salvation for all those who obey him. And God declared him to be the high priest openly and publicly, a priest after the order of Melchizedek. There is so much that we have to say about these things, but it's hard to explain because you are so dull of hearing. It was hard for them to understand because they weren't spiritually mature enough. When for the time you ought to have become teachers, yet you still need somebody to teach you the most elemental first principles of the gospel. Instead of eating solid food, you can only still drink milk. Anyone who needs to drink milk is still an infant, without any experience, any maturity in deciding good from evil. Solid food, however, is for those who are mature, who through practice have learnt to divide between good and evil. So you see then how his intention was, his idea was that as you grow spiritually, you come naturally to teach others. He seems to see that as a natural process. And that's how it should be, that as we grow spiritually, then we start teaching to other people. And he's lamenting how these Hebrew converts who had been baptized, that they ought to have been able to be teaching others, but they were still needing to be fed with the simple milk of the word because they had not matured. So baptism is just a beginning. And after that, we grow. We are newborn babies. But the thing is, some people remain on baby food and don't mature.